What drives someone to risk everything for a principle? In 1644, John Milton, a devout Puritan scholar who had spent years supporting Parliament against the monarchy, did something shocking. He turned against his own allies. Parliament had just passed a law requiring all books to receive government approval before publication, ostensibly to fight royalist propaganda. But when Milton published controversial views on divorce and found himself targeted by this very law, he experienced censorship firsthand. His response wasn't quiet compliance, but a soaring defense of intellectual freedom that would echo through centuries. Areopagitica, named after the ancient Athenian court where citizens debated freely, became more than a protest against book licensing. It became a revolutionary vision of how truth itself emerges. Milton's path to radicalism began in privilege. Born in 1608 to a wealthy London scrivener, he received the finest education money could buy, private tutors, St. Paul's School, and Cambridge. But instead of pursuing the expected clerical career, Milton made a bold choice, dedicating himself entirely to scholarship and poetry. For 6 years, he lived in his father's country home, reading voraciously and writing works like Comus that showcased his extraordinary gifts. His continental tour brought encounters that shaped his thinking profoundly, particularly meeting the elderly, blind Galileo, imprisoned for his scientific views. This meeting would haunt Milton when he later lost his own sight, becoming a living symbol of how authority crushes inquiry. Yet Milton's life took an unexpected turn in 1643. He returned from a journey with a 17-year-old bride, Mary Powell, who fled back to her family within weeks. The rejection devastated him, prompting Milton to write The Doctrine and Discipline of Divorce, arguing that incompatibility justified ending marriage. The backlash was fierce. Clergy denounced him from pulpits. The stationer's company complained he'd violated licensing laws. Suddenly, this establishment intellectual found himself censored by his own political allies. This personal crisis became the crucible for Areopagitica. Milton understood censorship not as abstraction, but as lived experience, the silencing of ideas that challenged orthodoxy, even when those ideas deserved hearing. Milton radically reimagined truth itself. While contemporaries viewed dangerous ideas as infections requiring quarantine, Milton declared, "Let truth and falsehood grapple. Whoever knew truth put to the worse in a free and open encounter." Truth isn't fragile porcelain meeting protection. It's a warrior strengthened through battle. He argued error has value. Where there is much desire to learn, there of necessity will be much arguing, much writing, many opinions. For opinion in good men is but knowledge in the making. Knowledge evolves through debate, not static pronouncements from authorities. When Milton writes that truth may have more shapes than one, he acknowledges no single perspective captures complete truth. We need diverse viewpoints colliding to approach understanding. Milton trusted that though all the winds of doctrine were let loose upon the earth, so truth be in the field, we do injuriously by licensing and prohibiting to misdoubt her strength. This confidence in truth's resilience influenced everyone from Thomas Jefferson to modern Supreme Court justices, transforming how democracies understand free expression. Milton's enduring power stems from framing intellectual freedom as spiritual obligation, not mere civil right. Reading and debating were sacred duties, part of humanity's divine purpose. Censorship became impiety itself, a failure to trust God's design. His most powerful metaphor describes truth's fragmentation. When Christ ascended, deceivers hewed her lovely form into 1,000 pieces and scattered them to the four winds. Reassembling these fragments requires freedom to seek, test, and debate. Milton argues that God uses not to captivate under a perpetual childhood of prescription, but trusts him with the gift of reason to be his own chooser. Censorship doesn't just violate liberty, it stunts spiritual growth, treating adults as perpetual children. Beyond philosophy, Milton offers devastating practical critique. Censors would need impossible expertise across all subjects. Fearing blame for controversial works, they err toward excessive caution, stifling innovation. Milton's most prescient insight concerns censorship's futility. Even if England banned books, they'd circulate abroad and return. We must not think to make a staple commodity of all the knowledge in the land. In today's digital age, this seems prophetic. Areopagitica presents a revolutionary vision where national strength emerges from intellectual diversity, not uniformity. Milton declares, "Methinks I see a noble and puissant nation rousing herself like a strong man after sleep and shaking her invincible locks." He challenges elite-controlled truth, envisioning democratic culture where truth emerges through widespread participation. The time has come when Moses might rejoice to see all the Lord's people become prophets. Milton frames reformation as organic, not imposed. When God shakes a kingdom with strong and healthful commotions to a general reforming, he raises to his own work men of rare abilities from unexpected places. By establishing free expression as foundational to all liberties, Milton makes it essential to legitimate governance, a vital check on power. He exposes censorship's structural failures. Information flows across borders effortlessly, making control ineffective while creating false security. Licensing diverts resources from truly dangerous publications, while post-publication penalties prove more effective. These failures aren't accidental. They're inherent to any system attempting to control ideas. Areopagitica became foundational to free speech worldwide. Thomas Jefferson echoed Milton's assertion that truth is great and will prevail if left to herself, while the First Amendment owes clear intellectual debt to his principles. During the French Revolution, Mirabeau cited Milton against censorship. Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes's Marketplace of Ideas translated Milton's vision into modern jurisprudence. Milton's arguments resonate in debates about internet regulation, hate speech, and misinformation. His insights about censorship's futility seem prophetic in the digital age, while his trust in truth's ability to prevail through open debate counters calls for increased content control. Yet Milton wasn't absolutist. He excluded Catholicism from tolerance and acknowledged limits to acceptable discourse. These contradictions remind us that intellectual freedom advances unevenly. The battle continues. Digital surveillance, algorithm-driven content curation, and media concentration echo his warnings about centralized knowledge control. In our algorithm-curated world of instant misinformation and centralized control, Milton's insights resonate urgently. His revolutionary idea, intellectual freedom, means creating conditions for human flourishing, not merely removing restrictions. Truth exists as scattered fragments, requiring many searchers. Diverse thought isn't just tolerable, it's essential for discovery. Modern concerns about digital surveillance, algorithm-driven content, and media concentration echo Milton's warnings about delegating intellectual authority to any single institution. Areopagitica endures because it integrates epistemological insights, spiritual claims, and democratic principles into one vision. Books contain a potency of life, their preserved essence of master spirits. His argument that good and evil knowledge grow together, that virtue requires testing against opposing ideas, challenges simplistic notions of protecting people from harmful content. Milton's invitation remains vital. See in the clash of ideas not danger, but opportunity, not chaos, but the path to deeper truth. His vision of a nation awakening through vigorous debate, where truth emerges through collective pursuit rather than authority, offers guidance we desperately need. The fight for free minds is never won. It's renewed in every generation, and Milton's words continue lighting the way.